I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hello, you feisty foxes out there. We're back with the fifth installment of Creative Catalogs.
If you're wondering why you're hearing a Creative Catalogs on a Wednesday, it's because we're taking a tiny break for the holidays.
We'll be back on January 8th, don't fret, for a full-length episode, but in the meantime, we'll be sharing a new mini-episode every Wednesday.
As per usual, Creative Catalogs are about highlighting the cool stuff we're into at the moment. Here's what the Creative Guts team is digging lately.
First up is a photographer that I recently found on Instagram named Nathan Head. He is a photographer and colorist. What is gripping about Nathan's work is the audacious colors that he alters. He often photographs aquatic work, but he does photograph other subject matter like architecture and landscapes. And he creates overly saturated dreamscapes. A shot of the ocean might contain a grippingly pink neon sky with many shades of blues, pinks, indigos, cadmium yellow, and more in the ripples of the water. Think beautiful, calm scenes on ecstasy. Every day his new work pops up on my Instagram feed, and I feel so happy to see it. You should check it out and feel happy too. Saunter on over to NathanHeadPhotography.com or follow him on Instagram for inspiration daily. He can be found at Nathan.head on Instagram. The next batch of awesomeness I have for you is a band called And the Kids. The band, a very cool and hip trio of ladies, hail from Massachusetts, who have been touring around for quite a while. I happened to see them play in the Press Room in Portsmouth, New Hampshire years ago, and their lead singer was playing an electric ukulele, which may have been the first time I ever saw one. Years later, I happened to start playing electric ukulele myself, and so I've always felt a soft spot in my heart for this band. Their music is bad and fun. They have a rocky edge with a lovely voice to it. Here is a sample of one of their recent songs that I keep playing on repeat, No Way Sit Back. Beautiful. Check them out anywhere you stream music and head to our Facebook page and you can get links to their websites and social media that way. Now I'm going to turn it over to my co-host Sarah for some neato burrito things she's into.
So I'm going to circle back to my favorite topic, creative placemaking, because in an earlier creative catalog, I talked about a conference I was attending on the subject and I promised I'd follow up. So here we are. Well, that conference was awesome. The first speaker was Leo Vasquez, who is the executive director for the National Consortium for Creative Placemaking. As you've probably gathered by my frequent mentions of public art and my general passion for public policy, I'm a bit of a nerd for the subject. So for those of you who are out of the loop, even though I've talked about this a zillion times, creative placemaking is about bringing artists and arts organizations and the community together to shape the physical spaces of the community. So in other words, it's what Matt Wyatt is doing in Rochester and what Nancy Pearson is doing in Portsmouth. The NCCP is a resource for folks who are interested in creative placemaking and generally using the arts to make their community a better place. So if that is something that you're interested in doing in your hometown, check them out online and on Facebook, cpcommunities.org and facebook.com/cpcommunities. And speaking of creative placemaking, I'm also going to tell you about a new mural. This is not the first time I've gushed about James Chase on this podcast, but I'm going to do it again. James is an artist based in New Hampshire, and he is the associate professor and director of community education at New England College. I've talked about his work specifically on the alley separators and the boarded windows in downtown Rochester, but now he has a brand new mural at the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Manchester. I've been watching this mural unfold on his Facebook and Instagram for a while now, so I was very excited to go see it in person. Go check out his Instagram at James Chase Artist, or even better, in person at the Doubletree in Manchester. That wraps up today's installment of Creative Catalogs. We hope you enjoy these bonus episodes as much as we enjoy creating them.
And we want to hear about your favorites too. Head over to our Facebook page, Creative Guts Podcast, and share with us what is on your creative radar.
Special thank you, as always, to our best friend, Raphael Bastak, a.k.a. Bug, for the use of his music for our background.
And on that note,
show us your creative guts.
I think that we should do an alliteration thing where we, for the creative catalogs, do like a... Like, you feisty foxes, you blah, 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 blah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you want to save the bunnies for a time where you say it?
No.
Because I can say feisty foxes.
I like that. Okay, yeah. Feisty foxes. I'm going to go put bold bunnies in number 6.
There you go. Bold bunnies.
Bold bunnies.
Audacious alligators.
Just be weird.
Officious owls.
Ooh.
Just kidding. We could just use a bunch of gutsy synonyms. Adventurous, alligators. Oh, audacious. Courageous, daring, fearless, gallant.
Courageous cats.
Yeah.
Gutsy geese.
Gallant geese. Gallant. Heroic horses.
No.
We're going to be silly.
We're not doing heroic horses.
How majestic does that sound?
Oh, I've been recording, so we've got these weird bloopers.
Hey, you lucky losers.
I think this has to be a new tradition.
Yep, agree. I like it. Hey, you feisty foxes out there. We're back with the... You laughed. I heard it. I'm going to start over.